Trying to get a win for Anaheim here in OT in a 3-3 tie. Uh-oh, here's a breakaway for Killorn. Being chased in on goal. Scores! Alex Killorn wins it for Anaheim. 4-3 in overtime.
Alex Killorn with his third point of the hockey game. His second goal of the game. And it is a overtime breakaway beauty.
Beauty, beauty, beauty. Wow. That's a nice win to finish up the road trip, respectively. 4-3 in overtime. And, boy, I tell you one thing, you got to tip your cap to this team. They didn't give up as they trailed a good portion of the game. But they got one here against a pesky and hard-working Columbus team. And that's a positive going home now. On a five-hour trip back to SoCal, but there should be some smiles on the faces of this hockey club.
Well, the Ducks say we clawed back, we tied it up late, we might as well finish it off. And Alex Killorn, with such a beauty, fending off some pressure on his back and slamming it home on the far side. Wow.
So it ends the road trip on a positive note. But I know you have a post-game show coming up, so I want you to get into that here. And, oh, boy, that's a nice way to win a game and take a five-hour plane trip, I can tell you that. And maybe this will spur this team on with a couple of tough home games coming up against Winnipeg and Calgary on the 18th and 20th. Final thought before you join Alexis.
Well, it's more fun when you win. That's first and foremost. And it's nice to see this team not only claw back, compete, tied up late. The icing on the cake is the win on top of that, right? You snagged a point there initially, but I just like the confidence. I thought there was more confidence shown here and more of the right plays. Even though we didn't go deep into this overtime opportunity, you like the plays early on, and you just like to see finishing ability when it counts. It's been hard to come by in certain opportunities in previous games, but Killer, he's the guy with an overtime thriller.
And you know what? We need to get him on the intermission shows more often.
Oh, can't wait. Thanks, Killer.
All right, I'm going to take a quick break so Emerson and Alexis can continue with our post game. Again, the final, Anaheim 4, Columbus 3 in OT. Here in Columbus, Ducks coming home with a win on the road. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Duckstream, brought to you by TuneIn. We'll talk to you in a couple of days.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com.
Fanatics experience.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. Come to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
The Anaheim Ducks close out their road trip with a victory tonight in overtime, 4-3 over the Columbus Blue Jackets. And they're coming home to SoCal with a win. Alongside Emerson Needham, I'm Alexis Downey. We're happy to bring you a Ducks post-game show after this victory here tonight. Emerson, you wanted to see more from that second line here tonight, and Alex Killorn gets it done with 3 points.
What was that? I predicted right for our Twitter poll? Wow, how about that? Definitely make sure you save this recording because that hasn't happened very often. So it's good that my selection proved to be true. And, hey, look, it helped this Ducks team. What a thriller, killer, NOT. What a move, fending off that pressure for the lights-out finish. And not only do they come back, but they steal an OT. All good stuff.
It was certainly a back-and-forth game with the Columbus Blue Jackets getting the upper hand at points. So let's get into the highlights now from this one. The first period, Mason McTavish gets the icebreaker in this one. The Ducks are on the board first with his 100th career NHL point.
Here comes Columbus towards the net. A little kick pass opportunity. Somebody lost the stick. That was Gauthier. Goes to play it. Here comes McTavish. In shoots. And did he score? I think he did as the post came off its moorings. I'll tell you, he muscled his way in to the right of the goal and puts Anaheim up by a goal.
Yeah, well, it was definitely a goal. That goal crossed the goal line, or that puck crossed the goal line there. In between the five hole was the on-ice shot from Mason McTavish before he proceeded to plow into the netminder Jet Greaves. Let's hope Jet's okay, as he seems to be, but what a power move from Mason McTavish. Good on him for taking that puck to the net. Here's the call.
After debate, it's a good goal on the ice.
It's a good goal.
A penalty for goaltender interference.
And so there's a goaltender's interference. That's kind of unusual when you have a goal and a goaltender's interference come up at the same time. And the good news is Anaheim has the first goal of the hockey game. And, boy, that was a muscle move there by McTavish bowling into the Columbus goaltender.
It was sort of an odd thing having that goaltender interference as McTavish was pushed into him. It looked like Emerson on that play.
Yeah, no, and I actually just saw a post from Missin' Curfew social media, obviously the big podcast there, and I think they posted saying, hey, why was that a call? And a flood of comments in support of Mason McTavish and it being what should have been a non-penalty on the play. But it's a shot from Mason McTavish that we've seen Cutter Gauthier use, just kind of a quick along-the-ice snapper five-hole from a bad angle. That's just Mason McTavish game in a nutshell. Anytime he's playing that way, he's having success, as we saw on that goal.
And Columbus did take advantage of that power play chance they got. Kirill Marchenko getting them on the board, tying the game up.
Here's Marchenko, feeds the puck on the left wing side. Jackets bring it out high. They're on the power play. And set it up very slowly out near the high slot. Ducks down by one man. They're moving around, all five of those Columbus players. A shot, they score! And I think the movement really helped them get a goal because they put traffic in front of Gibson. And that was a shot by Marchenko. Can fire the puck, and it didn't take them long. 35 seconds after the goal by McTavish, Columbus has tied up the game at 1-1.
And that was really unfortunate. McTavish getting penalized, and then Columbus taking advantage of it. Oh, we might have lost Emerson there. Oh, there he is.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you now.
I don't think anybody expected, including Steve and I, that Marchenko would release that puck when he did. And it was from pretty deep, 5-6 feet above the top of the circles. But he goes back far side, a little bit of traffic in front of John Gibson. It was just a quick release. No one was expecting it, and a great game-time goal.
Columbus kept it up in that first period. They extended their lead by one goal. We moved into the second. Alex Killorn got it started in the second, tying the game up, a streaking in goal off a nice pass from the corner.
Vetrano breaks his stick, trying to let go a one-timer. Goes to the bench for a breather. Anaheim centers it, score! What a pass by Ryan Strome down near the goal line. In front, Alex Killorn was there, knocked it by the Columbus netminder, and the Ducks have tied this one up at 2-2.
What a pass out of the quarter indeed. Ryan Strome, a solid 30-foot backdoor sauce pass to a streaking Alex Killorn, who just came off the player's bench, enter the offensive zone with authority. It's now a tie game, 2-2.
And Emerson, with that one, I mean, it started off by a really good shift from that top line. Killer comes on the ice, and it obviously worked out in the Ducks' favor.
Yeah, great point, AD. And that's what it all takes right there, right? Building momentum, utilizing the previous plays to help the plays coming in advance, and that's exactly what happened. Just it's infectious. Puck battles are infectious. Moving your feet and overall great work ethic is so infectious. And you got a hunch that that's why Killer came onto the ice so prepared. He saw those battles and the competition there in the near side corner, and he was ready to go on that shot. He puts it back near side shelf. I mean, what a play.
So we had a 2-2 game at that point, and a penalty from Robbie Fabbri a little bit later on in that period gave Columbus an opportunity. They did score. However, Anaheim challenged for offside, and the call was overturned.
Marchenko with it. Makes a play high slot. Comes to the right of John Gibson, who's made some key stops tonight in this 2-2 tie. Another opportunity. Nice check of the puck there by Trouba. Then a shot from way out. And a shot. They score. The shot from way out to the left circle of Gibson was stopped. Gibby got a piece of it, and then it seemed to just bounce off his stick. His equipment. And gives Columbus a late second period tally to go up by a 3-2 count.
Well, a lot comes off of that near side flank here for this Columbus Blue Jackets power play. And that's Kent Johnson. Some nice puck movement between him and up top, Kirill Marchenko, with a great cross-ice pass to the far side and a brilliant one-time finish for Dmitry Grodkov. It's 3-2 Columbus Blue Jackets.
It looks like they're going to look at this.
Which is challenge to determine if the play was offside prior to the goal.
You just heard that. They're claiming there might have been an offside committed by the Jackets before the goal. I haven't seen a replay, but I'm guessing that we'll see it maybe at the moment, at least on the TV up here. Here we are.
After review, at 2:26 on the clock, the play was deemed offside. Therefore, we have no goal.
You know what? We got a break here, and I think they made the right call. It was so close.
Now, that was a huge break for the Anaheim Ducks at that point in the game. And hats off to the Ducks video staff and coaching staff for getting that call. 3 for 3 on offside calls this year.
Yeah, it just really goes to show how good a lot of the decisions being made collectively by the coaching staff. We've been on the right side of a lot of those challenges. So good on Austin Violette there. And he's a student of the game. We know he's going to catch every one of those challenges, even if the rest of us don't initially.
So a tie game after two periods of play. We move into the third. Columbus gets on the board next. It's James Vansreemdijk. And 3-2 at that point. Jackson Lacombe ties up the game late on a really nice slap shot.
All right. Puck played out high. Terry for Lacombe scores! Jackson Lacombe unleashed a wicked slap shot, which beats the goaltender Jet Greaves, and the Ducks have fought back to tie up this game at 3-3.
Jackson Lacombe, just what the doctor ordered. It's all tied up. He just finds a lane. It's a nice pass there. A little mid lane to high pass. One-time shot by number two. He threads a needle, and we're all tied up here in Columbus.
Jackson Lacombe in the month of December has been playing such good hockey, Emerson.
Yeah, he really has been. He had a great game after being a healthy scratch there against the Toronto Maple Leafs last game. I mean, it was one of his better games, if not best game so far. He was just all over the ice, and he's just coming along. He has been compared a ton to Brock Faber. Of course, both Minnesota natives, previously played together. So there's always going to be that comparison. I tell you what, he just keeps coming along. A lot like Olin Zellweger, Pavel Minchikov, since he's been healthy scratch, he's upped his game. So a lot of good news there out of our young studs on the back end. But AD, you mentioned what is it going to take? And less is more, finding a lane. And look, I don't think even Jackson Lacombe was looking for the perfect shot. It wasn't a quality shot on net, but that's what you got to do. Desperate times call for desperate measures, exactly what we talked about. He was just trying to get it down low and ended up going in.
I like the confidence there, too, to take that shot from Jackson Lacombe. We went into overtime, and Alex Killorn got the winner for the Ducks.
Face off. Killorn is out there at the moment for Anaheim, along with Fabry. Joined by Mintikoff with Gibson in goal. Those are the guys on the ice at the moment. Trying to get a win for Anaheim here in OT in a 3-3 tie. Uh-oh, here's a breakaway for Killorn. Being chased in on goal. Scores! Alex Killorn wins it for Anaheim. 4-3 in overtime.
Alex Killorn with his third point of the hockey game. His second goal of the game, and it is a overtime breakaway beauty.
Robbie Fabry credited with the assist on that. He had a two-point night, but Killer getting that goal was just so big for this Ducks team on a day where they really needed this win.
Yeah, and look, it's been a tough road trip. You came out with a quality game there in Montreal. You end up losing even though you get the point in the shootout. And wasn't a pretty game there in Ottawa. Ottawa just being the better team for the full 60 minutes of play. It was a tight one. You almost thought you'd have a similar come-from-behind effort as we saw here tonight last game versus the Toronto Maple Leafs. But look, it just seemed like they learned every step of the way and utilized it, didn't let it use them. Some of the tough times in this road trip, and you just couldn't be happier for this unit.
And Emerson, I mean, it's been a lot that has happened on this road trip. Leo Carlson comes back, Fabry comes back, we get the news about Zegras, and it's just the Fowler news today. A lot of different things have happened this week for the Anaheim Ducks. From the player perspective, is it nice that now they come home, they have a few days off, they can kind of reset, get themselves together mentally with everything that's been going on around this team right now?
Yeah, no, it's look, it seemed as if Cam, you know, and that's just a heartbreaking move. You know, we're all touched in everything he's done for this organization. He's on the move. He gets a new opportunity there with St. Louis. But I tell you what, a little bit of a peace of mind for guys like Olin Zellweger and Jackson Lacombe, Mintikoff. Look how
good Drew Hellison's played, and he hasn't been playing. He's been the outside looking in as far as just being a numbers game. But I tell you what, it's that much easier on the mind because, look, you got two tough tests at home. How about this? You got the Winnipeg Jets this upcoming Wednesday, and then Friday, back-to-back games, Colorado Avalanche. Honda Center is going to be jam-packed there with fans wanting to see top-tier talent, but it will not be easy. Yes, this game right here, this overtime finish, kind of eases the tension heading into those two matchups.
Well, Emerson, we're looking forward to seeing you back home next week for that next game on Wednesday. Safe travels back to SoCal. Enjoy the win, and we'll see you soon.
I'm loving it. It's just more fun when you're winning hockey games, AD. You know that.
It's always more fun when the Ducks are winning hockey games just like they did tonight. A little bit heart-pumping fashion, but they found a way to get it done thanks to Alex Killorn. When we come back, we're going to keep talking about this game here tonight. Don't go anywhere.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never-give-up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water, nothing else.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Make your next trip to Honda Center for an Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll also be helping make a difference right here in the Southern California community. Thanks to the support of fans like you, the 50-50 raffle has raised over $5 million for the Anaheim Ducks Foundation since its inception. Visit anaheimducks.com/5050raffle for more information. That's anaheimducks.com/5050raffle.
We're back with the post-game show talking about this Ducks victory to the end of their four-game road trip this week. A bit of a long road trip for this team, so it's nice that they have the next couple days off before they get back out to Honda Center for their next game against Winnipeg. They ended the trip 1-2-1, obviously starting this week in Montreal, that shootout loss, rather, for the Ducks. Able to get a point, but they're able to come away with two here tonight. And Columbus really, really needed it for this team, especially after the last two losses that Toronto won so close on Thursday and the Ottawa one that the team doesn't probably want to look back at too much. So as we look ahead now, the team is now 11-14-4. So an important 2 points here tonight as far as just getting some points in the month of December. This is the first time the Ducks have got 2 points since December 1st. So coming at a good time, they needed a boost, especially after a day where you see a guy like Cam Fowler get traded away. I know from the team perspective, it's difficult whenever a guy leaves in a trade, and someone like Cam Fowler that's been around for so long, he is such a big part of this SoCal community. It was probably a tough day for the players, something I'll probably talk a little bit about with them when they come back to SoCal, but good that they were able to rally together and get this win. So a couple things from this game here tonight. The Ducks ended up not on the higher side of shots on goal. They had 27, only 5 in that third period, something Emerson and I were talking a little bit about. Columbus putting on a show there in the third period, 17 shots on goal. They ended the night with 42. It just felt like a up and down game for the Ducks, not necessarily a consistent effort overall. Early in the game, the Ducks came out with pretty good jump in their game. However, Columbus, as the period wore on, they were taking advantage of some of those early turnovers by the team. The Ducks, I felt like through a lot of this game, were struggling to get out of their own zone. They were struggling in the neutral zone as well. We saw that late in the first period in particular, their defensive zone kind of collapsing after the 2 goals that Columbus was able to put up, that power play goal and then that late goal as well. It was a really nice chance there for Columbus. Sillinger just coming in tight on that one. It was a defensive breakdown for the Ducks. So you didn't really see their skating and their puck possession early in this game, but or rather in late in that first period. We saw it a little bit early in the first period. Then you get to the second. John Gibson coming up big in a few moments in that second period. Not necessarily getting that sustained ozone time. I felt like that was a struggle for the Ducks once again tonight. The early power play chance that they had, they missed some shots, not getting a lot generated there. They could not really keep it in the zone very much either. Columbus was defending well on that end, and they were keeping tight to the Ducks skaters. And I think that was making a difference, putting a little bit more pressure on Anaheim in this game. But we have a guy like Alex Killorn who comes away from this night 3 points, getting that big goal in the second period, and of course the overtime winner. He was a huge part of this team, 9 points in his last 9 road games. So good stuff from him, and just helping possess the puck a little bit better in the ozone overall was his line, that second line. Each of the lines there tonight playing their part in this game. I felt like the fourth line in particular, definitely quieter in this game. Jansen Harkins using his speed a little bit at points in the game, but overall I think it was the Ducks' best skaters showing up big in this game. And Jackson Lacombe, his 4th goal in 6 games now, back-to-back multi-point games. This has been his month. He's played great hockey for the games that he's been a part of for the Ducks this month, and that's got to give him some confidence. I know that's a big word that we use a lot with Jackson Lacombe, but it's a word that he's shared a lot when I've chatted with him. He is this season, and when he sees some of the other younger defensive guys, Olin Zellweger, Pavel Minchikov, showing off that offensive side of their game, it's given him a bit of confidence on that end, and also to have some good mentors on the back end with him as well. So let's get to the text line now. First text here, Killorn, finally. Yes, it was so good to see Alex Killorn come up big in this game. He really needed it. Hadn't been producing a whole lot recently. Had a point in that game in Montreal on Monday, but in his last 5, only 1 point. And with the absence now of Trevor Zegras, there's a lot of guys that are going to have to step up. Mason McTavish, one in particular, I'm going to talk a bit about how he needs to step up without Zegras at this point. Leo Carlson coming back in, obviously given that boost, and we know that Carlson and Killorn have created some chemistry between the two of them. So hopefully we're going to see a bit more from the two of them in particular. Killer's also getting close to a milestone in his career. He's only 3 games away now from 900 games played. So that'll be exciting when he gets to that. And it's just impressive when a player is able to stay healthy, sustain that amount of games in the NHL. It's such a tough league, and it's hard on the body playing hockey for this long. I even think about Cam Fowler, obviously getting close to 1,000 here, but yeah, it's impressive, and happy to see Alex Killorn coming up big for the Ducks tonight. Another text here, read from Buena Park. So happy to see the Ducks score four tonight. They had lots of open ice to work with and enjoyed their consistent effort despite trailing a large part of the game. They were a little shaky defending in the third period off the rush, but Gibby's Herculean effort kept the Blue Jackets to only one goal allowed. Troy Terry is so important to this team in every facet, keeping pucks alive to extended plays, playmaking, driving possession, scoring, all the things that Troy Terry does. I don't know where the Ducks would be without him. Hard fact, the Ducks have had 13 one-goal games this season and have won only four of them. Interesting fact to bring up because I think back to last season where there were 25 one-goal losses, and that includes those empty netters as well. It was around that number, and we were hoping to see that improvement, the Ducks closing out those games this season. To know that they've only won four of those games, something that the team needs to look at themselves a little bit about and try to get that late spark. The late spark here today, Jackson Lacombe, they needed him in this one. He came through. Huge goal by him, and the team had to be really happy with his last two efforts, really. He's been such a good part of the blue line group for the Ducks. A little bit more about this one. They did have some open ice. I think that the Blue Jackets, though, they tried to come up a little bit. Like I said, I thought they were playing a little bit tighter on Anaheim, kind of not allowing them some chances, especially at certain points of the game. Now, Anaheim was able to get their most amount of shots in the second period, but only 11. Like I said, they only put up 27 in this game, but scoring four of those tonight. So being able to finish, that was really good to see from Anaheim here tonight. Yes, defending in the third period. Yeah, we saw that too with the amount of shots that were given up. It was hard for the team to get out of their own zone a bit. So some things that weren't necessarily good on both sides of the ice tonight, Columbus and Anaheim. But what matters in the end is the Ducks were able to find a way to get the win here tonight, and that's exactly what they did. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up this post-game show, look ahead to the Ducks' next couple games, also talk a little bit more about this one and everything that's ahead with the holidays.
Hey, y'all, it's Garth Brooks.
Ever wonder what's on Garth's personal playlist? Welcome to the Garth Channel.
My music, my stories, and all my friends.
Haven't I heard from...
And some songs you might not expect.
R-E-F-E-C-T. Then, from the Garth catalog, we got it all.
Thunder Road.
The music. The stories, The Garth Channel. Search The Garth Channel on TuneIn or tell your device to play The Garth Channel.
Tailgate Radio is your game day party station.
Playing all the anthems, like this one.
Tailgate Radio. Try to keep up.
Sun comes up.
Hey, it's Garth. From the football game to your backyard to camping to house parties, Tailgate Radio is your party station.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Search Tailgate Radio on TuneIn or tell your device to play Tailgate Radio.
iHeartRadio is streaming on TuneIn. From top music hits, breaking news, and sports talk, it's all here on TuneIn. You can hear Ryan Seacrest on 102.7 KISS FM.
How much do we love this job?
The Not Breakfast Club on Power 105.1.
We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Snoop Dogg!
Or 98.1 The Breeze. And every other iHeartRadio station. Just search iHeartRadio to find all your favorite radio stations and start listening today.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Gotcha! Strikes quickly! The magic continues! For
music.
I can buy myself flowers. Come down, come down.
And even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Regional Mexican Radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
We're back with the final segment of this post-game show. Going to go through some of the game stats in this one. The Ducks, 27 shots on goal. Columbus, 42. I mentioned this one already. However, the Blue Jackets in both meetings this season put up 40-plus shots on the Ducks. Not something you want to see defensively. So hopefully something the Ducks are able to clean up a little bit in their next game against Winnipeg. Now, however, in the faceoff circle, the Ducks were 50%. That is certainly an improvement on that end. And the Ducks leader in the faceoff circle tonight, Robbie Fabbri, was 100%, 3-0. We also had Alex Killorn, 1-0, so not necessarily too many faceoffs taken. Mason McTavish came up big there too, 59%, 10-7 in faceoffs. And he was doing really well, especially early in the game in faceoffs. He was, throughout this one of just the Ducks players that they definitely needed in this one, and certainly going to be someone that they need quite a bit more going forward. 21 hits for Anaheim in this one, Columbus 23. The Ducks had a lot of block shots, 23 block shots, 16 for Columbus. And on the end of the block shots, leader for the Ducks tonight, hey, the newcomer, Jacob Trouba. He had 6 block shots. We know he gets in those lanes and he uses his body. That's something when he was acquired by the Ducks, talked about a lot because he's very good at that. And certainly that was the case here tonight. 6 of them for Jacob Trouba. Looking ahead a little bit more, 16 giveaways for the Ducks. Those turnovers I was talking about, got to work on those a little bit, especially depending on where they are on the ice. Definitely could lead to more high danger chances. Columbus, 14. So they had their fair share as well. But the Ducks had 6 takeaways in this one, which is definitely a good sign for this team. They were able to capitalize on a little bit of that, but wanted to see more pucks on that, especially in the third period. Overall, though, I think that the shot volume still needs to increase for this team. 27 isn't too much, especially when you're looking at Columbus making 42 in this one tonight. So, as I mentioned, the next game for your Anaheim Ducks, Wednesday against the Winnipeg Jets, who are no cakewalk. They are a very, very good team. It's also Star Wars night at Honda Center. If you were listening during the game with Emerson and Steve, they had a couple of those promos for that game on Wednesday. But yeah, Winnipeg is leading the Central Division right now, and it's really not too close on that end. One of the top teams in the Western Conference, 45 points. Granted, Minnesota is behind them by a point, but they're a very dominant team. 22 wins on their season, only 9 losses, 1 overtime loss. So Winnipeg is going to be a good test for the Anaheim Ducks. They've also played a few more games than the Anaheim Ducks, 32 games played for them. Anaheim, this was their 29th game here tonight. It's crazy. It feels like we're so much further into this NHL season, but definitely obviously over a quarter into it, coming up slowly on halfway. But feels like the Ducks have been out on the ice for a while now, and we've seen that with some of the scheduling here this month too, with the Ducks having 4 games this week, a lot of games on this road trip. So I think they're going to be happy to come home and play at Honda Center. And the following game after that, Colorado, they're going to be playing the Avalanche next Friday, a team that they've already seen this season going back to October early in the season. That was a 4-3 overtime loss. Another one of those 1-goal games. So hopefully this will be another opportunity for the Ducks next week to get some points. I know that Wednesday game is going to be tough, but they have some time to prepare and they can enjoy the flight back to SoCal here tonight. If you want to stick around and listen to the replay of this game, you can after the break for the Ducks' victory over the Blue Jackets. Otherwise, the next game Wednesday, I mentioned it, it's a 7 o'clock start at Honda Center, 6:30 pregame show for you. So we're back to the regularly scheduled West Coast time games, no more early games. Although, I really do like these early games when the team's on the East Coast. So make sure to join us for Wednesday night's game against Winnipeg. Ducks look to hopefully keep some of their good from this game rolling into that next game. And like I mentioned, stick around for the replay after this. Otherwise, thank you so much for joining us on your Saturday evening and listening to the game here on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn.
Hey, y'all, it's Garth Brooks.
Ever wonder what's on Garth's personal playlist? Welcome to the Garth Channel.
My music, my stories, and all my friends.
I heard from
and some songs you might not expect.
R-E-S-P-C-T.
That's from the Garth catalog. We got it all.
Thunder Road.
The music, the stories, the Garth Channel. Search the Garth Channel on TuneIn or tell your device to play the Garth Channel.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes.
So you keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
TuneIn has the news coverage you want to examine the headlines.
We need leaders who prioritize affordable health care for all and take serious.
Diving deeper into the stories with sources you trust.
Other cities, other jurisdictions prefer to just push people.
And covering the news that matters to you.
I've heard it referred to almost as a ghost criminal.
CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and Bloomberg. TuneIn has them all. Just search news to listen today.
Sometimes rock and roll makes you want to take off your shirt and throw a TV out the window. Other times, you want to relax and take it easy. For the latter feeling, head to Soft Rock Hits on TuneIn, your home for exploring rock's shy, sensitive side.
It's you and me forever.
Search Soft Rock Hits to listen.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BBBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never-give-up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water, nothing else.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks pregame show, up next on DuckStream. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks pregame show, up next on DuckStream. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks pregame show, up next on DuckStream.